This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're signing an executive order. I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously. So we're going to have strong, very strong borders.
A rare reversal for President Trump. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The outcry was long, wild, and absolutely had some political implications for the midterm elections. So the president signs the order. You heard him there. It means the family separations at the southern border are over. But how is this going to work? When he signed the order, he said you're going to have a lot of happy people. The decision is a surprising reversal, like I mentioned, for the pres, who has falsely claimed for more than a week that a federal law required the separation of families apprehended at the border. So that was the argument. Is that true? Is it not true? And then the tug of war over that, the allegedly falsely claimed. So Congress and the courts created the problem, really, and Congress alone is the ones who fix it, if you think of the three branches of government. And I see that was what happened earlier with what was signed into law. So the Homeland Security Secretary stood next to the press at the desk. They call it the Resolute Desk, during the Wednesday signing. And the president decided to change course following days of massive coverage featuring images of young children often screaming or in tears being held inside detention facilities near the U.S.-Mexico border. So there was an international outcry, not just across the country. Even the Pope got involved. Pope Francis called the family separation immoral. That's the word we heard the most. Republican lawmakers criticized the practice as cruel and expressed concern that the issues would, where would they hit them? In November, in the midterm elections. So now the order calls for the Department of Homeland Security to keep families together while people await trial for illegal border crossings, except in cases where there's concern that the parents would pose a risk to the child's welfare, because there are some of those cases. But what really happened here as far as solving the problem? Because children who are accompanied by parents can't be held in custody for more than 20 days. But the executive order forces Attorney General Jeff Sessions to request a change to the settlement that allows the government to detain alien families together for the duration of their legal proceedings for illegal entry, asylum, or deportation. So there's going to be legal challenges, I would assume. And then there's going to be funding problems. And what ultimately are you going to do to keep the families together? I mean, how do you do that? What is the facility? What does that look like? So House Republicans are trying to pass legislation that would resolve that family separation issue, funding the border wall and making cuts to legal immigration. But it's kind of an uphill battle, even though there's been lots of lobbying by the White House and by a lot of people on the Hill. It doesn't seem to be moving in any direction. Supposedly, First Lady Melania Trump played a role in changing the president's mind. Another White House official said that the First Lady had been sharing her opinion with her husband for days, thought it was important to do all he could do to keep the families together, whether through legislative action or something on his own. The president mentioned Melania Trump in his comments, as well as the feelings of his eldest daughter, Ivanka Trump. He said she feels strongly, Ivanka feels very strongly, my wife feels strongly about it, I feel strongly about it. I think anybody with a heart would feel very strongly about it. We don't like to see the families separated. So there you go. A huge swing, as I said, in the fortunes of those people that are being separated from their kids, vice versa. But there are the rare exceptions to that. If you want to weigh in, absolutely you can. Do they succumb to the pressure? Was it the smart thing to do? Now what happens? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The interesting part of this is going to be what I just said. Now, what does that mean? Because how do you keep them together? Sometimes it takes a long time to go through the process of whether they're being deported, they're seeking asylum. You're going to see these immigration detention centers will be filled to the brim within days, because of how many people have faced these separations already. And even the Department of Justice is requesting military lawyers to help prosecute immigration crimes, because that's part of it in getting people through the system. But for the Republicans who are balking, for them, it's a reprieve. And when I say it's a reprieve, because there was big concern over the midterm elections because of the reaction of so many of the constituents of course, Democrats and Republicans, but especially the Republicans who are in these really, really tight races. Their phone lines were, just like everybody else's, were blowing off the hook, if that's possible. Imagine that in your mind. We have Dan listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. I had to put my little phone down and turn off the radio so I wouldn't do echo. And here we are. Well, you know, this is turning in to be something of an amazing day. Trump doing a little bit of a Texas two-step, and I think it's going to be great. We can now teach the kids together and deport the mama and the daddy and the kid all at the same time on the same plane.
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're going to have to go back on the same plane, and they're just going to have to find places to put them. Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly what's going to happen, and the Dems can scream and cry all they want to, but illegal is illegal.
Yeah.
That means that they're not allowed into this country unless they go through the proper procedures. And anybody that doesn't is going to get a one-way ticket back to Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and then they can come back and we'll do the same thing over. We have lots of empty planes, lots of good pilots. We got lots of money to take care of it because of this situation. So we'll just keep on doing what we're doing. What do you think?
Oh, they're going to do it, absolutely. That's the only question is, how are you going to house all these people together? But it's going to have to happen, and they're going to have to find room for them, and they're going to deport a lot more.
We have a great number of military bases here in Texas.
And
they can put them in the military bases. They'll have military supervision. They ain't going anywhere. And the Mendez idea of a bracelet on their little ankle, that's a good idea. But the only thing is, we know what they would do. They'll cut the bracelet and disappear.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen anyway. There's no way. Dan, thanks. Meet you all on the flip side. We're talking about the new reversal, the policy that the families stay together at the border. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. There's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, for many administrations.
Because right now, Mr. President, you're in a real bind. If you detain the adults, the law requires the children to be separated. If you let the adults into the country, they never show up. It seems to me that we want to keep the family together and have the parents show up for their day in court. To Senator Schumer, I know there's a lot we don't agree on, but surely to goodness we can fix this court decision, because the country's in a bad spot, not just you.
The country is in a bad spot. You can't go back in history. I say it all the time, but damn, if they had enforced some of the laws, even a little bit, immigration would have imploded and exploded the way it has. Kate D here on America Tonight. I like to say that we're at the crossroads of what's happening in the country, and the convo is about this, is about what is going on with illegal immigration. And the White House, you know, taking initially it's the hard stance, one that was, by the way, announced months and months ago, zero tolerance at the border, period. And then the fears of so many seeing really little kids screaming holy terror, because of course they were separated by their families who were willing to cross over, I must say, knowing the policy. Because one thing I did find out, and this is not a shocker, is that they being our government, let everybody know on the other side of the border, oh, by the way, don't be stunned when you realize that zero tolerance is not just conversation, it's for real. As warnings and warnings and warnings and warnings that, hey, we're not going to take this anymore, so you come over, that this is what's going to happen. And then, boom, it's enforced, and we see the shots of the crying kids who are absolutely terrorized, hysterical. So here's the thing. Now what? Is it going to be the military bases, as caller Dan suggested? I've heard something similar, but I've also heard that Ixnade, too, that there may be some of that, but not fully across the board. Tent cities, that's a possibility. The cost of a child in a tent city, you know what it is, versus a detention facility, for example, in Brownsville, Texas, thanks to NBC, they did the homework on this, the math, in other words, $775 a night in a tent city situation, $256 in the Health and Human Services detention facility in Brownsville, Texas. There is an ICE detention place as well, a holding facility, if you will, in Dilley, Texas. I've actually been there. That's $298 a kid per night. Now, do the math on this. The average separation of the kids by the time they get through the system, if you will, is about 2 months. They've separated 2,300 kids from the families with the zero tolerance policy. So now you do the math on that. There are other sites that are being looked at, including in Little Rock, Arkansas. I know that to be true. And, of course, Arizona. And Arizona is a very popular place to do that. Think of Sheriff Joe and his different kind of tent city back in the day. Richard is listening to us in Louisville, one of my favorite spots. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Hi, Kate. Kate, I think President Trump's position would have been defensible had he doubled down on it, but I like to think about what he's accomplished by going ahead and switching. I think he demonstrated in the first place that he is the president of law and order. That's one of the planks of his original presidential campaign, to be the president of law and order. Mm-hmm. He also kept his promise to try to solve the problem of illegal immigration. And third, he got Congress involved, which they were not before. They're supposed to be involved, and he wanted them to be. He wants a process going on between the three branches, we're seeing that now more than we did before. Fourth, Trump showed flexibility and responsiveness to other perspectives. He listened to the different points of view before he came up with what he said today. And fifth, he stopped the leftist Democrat attack on him. They have a hard time figuring out how to criticize him now, although they're being creative in finding additional ways to attack him regardless. I guess that's going to go on. It's going to be up to the voters and later this year and also in 2020. Hoping that Republicans and conservatives realize what's at stake. We need to stand for limited government and law and order. I think Trump is going to be our best representative.
Richard, you're a good caller. You're a good caller. You made a lot of sense. I like the points, especially because it was very smart to show flexibility and listen to other points of view. Absolutely.
Especially his wife, huh?
Yeah, especially his wife and his daughter. And to say that, look, they're women, they're mothers, boom, and this is what they're saying along with all these other people. And you have to also remember, you got to help the party. So if you've got these midterm elections that are becoming nightmarish for some people that should be reelected and maybe wouldn't be in a tight scenario because of what's happening, and you stop an attack. So when you're being attacked, instead of just completely digging your heels in where there was a no-win situation with this. You showing the flexibility. And listen, this is what we said all along, Richard, right? If you're a business person, you have to know when to do that. If you're going to cut a deal can only be brokered a couple of different ways. And in this situation, there wasn't a lot of outs with this. And Congress, which is the legal arm of this, they are chickens because they've been playing chicken for four decades, and they have to come up with a plan. That's what they're tasked with.
And also, Kate, there are a lot more people today that see the value of the wall after all of this debate. A lot more people, you know, millions more people, I believe. I heard a bunch of your callers saying, let's just build the wall. And I think that that makes a lot of sense, too. I mean, there'd be none of these problems if we had a good wall that just deterred the whole problem from ever developing this as it has.
I agree that, remember, before they were talking about, during Bush's years, they were talking about the 700 miles and having a wall, a fence, a something, because if a deterrent, it wouldn't be 100% foolproof, but it doesn't matter. It'd be another huge obstacle you'd have to get around. And by the time you figure that out and there's more Border Patrol agents, there still is a less of a chance of the amounts we're talking about getting through. Tunneling in San Diego, which they're stopping that as much as they can. It'd be very difficult, especially if it's lit up and you've got it where you can look at it. You've got people monitoring it on video, and you have drones. So it's easier to catch.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think we employ our president to always take a single line, a single way of solving a given problem. I think we employ him to listen to the different interest groups and perspectives and come up with something to satisfy everybody to some extent. I think that's what Trump is trying to do. So I think he likes being president. He likes representing everybody. That's my feeling anyway, although the leftists in the Hillary camp and the Obamaites are trying to attack him relentlessly and make it really ugly. I think Trump still has is thick enough skin that he can weather this kind of storm.
Well, here's the thing, too. Richard is always a good caller. Here's the thing. It's not working. So if I were a Democratic strategist, I would say you have to get off of the attack mode, especially now with the executive order on this particular issue, because it's not working. It's not swinging the approval ratings down. It's only making them soar. Head in the mailbox next. You can also give us a call, 855-266-5283. KD here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is stirring controversy with a new tweet about immigrants that he likens to invaders. He says, quote, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. Our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order." He goes on to say, "Immigration must be based on merit. We need people who will help to make America great again." On NBC's Meet the Press, independent Senator Angus King says, there has to be a court process.
People coming to claim asylum are not illegal immigrants. Under the law, they have a right to establish their claim of asylum, that they're in a legitimate fear for their life, that they're fleeing persecution in their home country. And that applies, by the way, to people coming from other parts of the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Excited to be joined by Jeff Treves. He's written a book called Right in the Middle but Left Out. Such a great title. And the whole idea is it's not what you might think it is. It's a memoir, but it's a very serious subject that I think is one that's painful when it's a secret, and so many people struggle with it. And Jeff, thank you so much for coming on to talk about this.
Well, thank you for having me.
And, you know, you talk about the realities of what it means, and the gist of the book is how to identify and deal with the realities of incest. And a lot of victims have a great bit of emotional, you know, spiritual, physical, of course, sexual pain. And so often they get lost in what I call the shuffle of life, and they have problems in so many other areas because of it, and the people close to them are trying to grapple with it and understand. And in the book, is that a central theme that it's hard to share that, but once you share it, it's freeing?
Definitely. The whole idea, right in the middle, being left out, is the idea that somehow you don't even know what has gone on, but you're right smack dab in the middle of all their pain and suffering, and there was no clue that at least that you picked up on or could read, and then all of a sudden it hits you as to what it was, or they remember and they, you know, share that with you. And once they share it, it releases a lot. But at the same time, you want to be able to reach out and touch them and help them. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
And that's
the frustration.
And you've dealt with this, like, you know, your life is so interesting as a UMC pastor, a teacher, a counselor, hospice chaplain, and even on a different side, professional singer and actor. And I bet you've come across, sadly, this kind of taboo a bunch in your life, right?
Oh, from the very beginning. I don't think there's anybody who hasn't had to deal with the issue. It's just they may not be aware that they haven't dealt with the issue. It's one of those things that, you know, it's so taboo, nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
And when nobody talks about it, they don't know how to defend themselves or deal with it.
Yeah, and that was my next point. I was going to ask that. How do you defend yourself? How do you deal with it?
Well, it takes a lot of time and a lot of counseling, a lot of prayer, a lot of soul searching for individuals to be able to deal with it. Most of the time, they do not want to face the reality. They'll suppress all of the imagery and all the horrible things that happen to them so deeply that they don't want to recall it. And if they do, it just hits them so hard, it's so painful that they just want to go down the rabbit hole and hide. And it's a terrible thing to watch, especially if you love the person, if you care about the person. The trouble for me was after learning all these things and studying it even more, I was able to stand up in a congregation and be able to pick out the women who had been sexually abused as children. There was just certain signs that you just knew. And I could also see the men who had been sexually abused as children, which is devastating because you begin to know something and then they know you know. And that begins a different type of a relationship.
Yeah, and it's interesting, as you say, it begins a different kind of relationship. But the thing is, as we talk about this, you know, in encouraging people, and I mentioned this, and this is, of course, one of the hardest times of their life. And as you said, the therapy, the prayer, everything that you have to go through, you've seen people also come out on the other side. And for anyone listening who may be harboring this secret, what would you tell them the coming out on the other side is like?
Well, it's probably the greatest freeing experience they'd ever have in their life. They realize that they're not the ones who caused it. They don't have to take ownership of it anymore. Somebody else can take that and run with it because they're free. They've been set free. You know, it's sort of like the song which we sing about Amazing Grace, and then we'll sing, and the chains have been set free. We've been set free from all these chains, and we need that. They need that desperately, so that they don't take everything so personally that they're the reason why they are the way they are. They're not the abuser. The abusers were the abusers. And that's a tremendous, freeing, wonderful insight to have. And all of a sudden, they can feel love and see love and understand love better than they ever have before, because they've always had this certain filter that they had in terms of looking through that said, this is what love is. And it was the abuse. And so they were expecting it. They were looking somewhat for it, even subconsciously or unconsciously, as they would say. It's just really painful to watch them go through that whole process.
And then they, you know, as you said, painful, you watch them go through that whole process, but wow, what a freeing state people become in once once they can unburden themselves of that secret and start to get that healing. For you, what was it like pulling this together in a book? Because of all the knowledge you have, of all the people you've met, what was it like to put that down into print?
Well, that was my spiritual journey. I had to do it in order to, you know, you lose yourself in a situation like that. You know, when you're dealing with abuse of any kind, you can lose yourself in abuse, and especially as you study it, because it becomes a part of who you are. I never will forget that my theology professor in seminary made us go see a terrible movie that Clockwork Orange.
Mm.
I hated it. But the whole theme of the movie was if you see violence enough, you'll become violent. And sure enough, I saw enough violence in that movie that I was violent about the movie. I just wanted to wipe it off the face of the earth. That was a great experience for me to have and to relate to and remember as I was going through this. Because as I was writing what I was feeling, and I had to go back to those feelings. I had to go back to those times and dig through all the dirt and the scum and everything else that was there and filter it and then realize I was abused by her abusers or their abusers, and because I allowed myself to be vulnerable. And in doing so, it caused a great deal of pain, and also to question, okay, now what is your faith? What is your understanding? How can you help other people who don't understand? And I was surprised. That probably surprised me more than anything, is the number of people who I really truly believed would understand about the issue of incest. They had no clue on what to deal, you know, how to deal with the issue. And I became angry with them because of their ignorance. And it wasn't so much their fault. I hadn't taught them everything. And I didn't know until I went through it. So how could I expect them to know if they hadn't been through it?
Wow, what a powerful story. And you know, the other part of this is, on the other side, you're a husband, a father, a grandfather, a great friend, a retired United Methodist pastor, I mentioned that, a retired hospice chaplain, a counselor, a mentor, speaker, so many more things. And I just bet that you've been just a great example to people that, look, I walk this, I went through this, I'm putting this down, and I bet that's encouraging to a lot of people. Is that what you hope you also accomplish with the book?
That's what I've wanted to be able to do with my book. It's been amazing because I've given a lot of copies of my book away to friends and other pastors and everything, and the feedback has been, wow, we didn't know. What an insight. I now have better insight as to some of the things I've gone through. You know, I was able to help in those elements. That's what I wanted to do in writing the book, was to have a ministry to reach out and help people be healed from these terrible experiences of life. So that's what I did.
Wow. Perfect place to end this. I hope everybody runs out and gets a copy of Jeffrey Tree's book, and it's called Right in the Middle But Left Out. You can pick it up Amazon, etc., all the places where books are sold. Jeff, thank you so much for sharing this.
Well, thank you, and God bless you for doing it, because this is my ministry. It's my love.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to the man cave, picture this. You're sitting there with a cold one, maybe an iced tea. Don't necessarily assume it's alcohol. I know some people are trying to lose weight or they're teetotalers. You don't have to just be a woman to say, I don't want a beer. More and more people I know are not drinking as much during the week and saving it all up for the weekend. So when they're in the man cave, they're watching, I don't know, World Cup perhaps? Or maybe they are instead essentially the great game of baseball. There's some interesting things to talk about when it comes to sports and what's going to happen in free agency with LeBron James, and also a little bit about what's happening in the World Cup, that's for sure, because it is interesting, even though the United States is not involved. It's getting more and more popular. If you want a really cool podcast to listen to, check out The Blazers. I saw it on an HBO Real Sport story, and I went and looked at it tonight for the first time or listened to it, and it was really hilarious. I think it's more about guy things and then some soccer sprinkled in, but I thought it was really, really well done. All right, so on that note, I'll tell you what, when you talk about streaks, right, and you talk about teams that have amazing streaks,
when you start to get into the arena of your 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you know, you get what I'm saying, wins in a row, will people start to talk about you a little bit more. So I would say this, how about those Astros? A.J. Hinch, the manager who has been a guest on this show, of course, the Astros winning the World Series last year. Here's what he had to say about the streak that the Astros are on.
You know, offensively, we didn't really get a ton started. Hit a couple balls early that hit him hard and didn't really get anything to show for it. A couple soft singles here, and then all of a sudden our bats got a little bit better and a little bit better. The energy in the building was really good as we started to build a few momentum at bats. We didn't win all of them, but we won enough of them to stay close, and then a tremendous last inning.
Well, then, of course, what happened for the Astros is starting on June 6th all the way to the 18th, they won every single game. So do the math, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So that's it. That's what happened. And then finally a loss to Tampa Bay 2-1. They bounce back with a win to start another streak against Tampa Bay as they wrap up that series 5-1. So what an amazing run it has been so far up to the All-Star break for the Houston Astros. And when you look at the Astros and you see where they are in the American League West, they've got 50 wins, 26 losses. Closest to them, the also interesting to watch, Seattle Mariners, although they've dumped three in a row. But Seattle is three games behind the Astros. I move from the Astros to what's going to happen in the NBA. The NBA swings open the door for the draft on Thursday. And there's one player that gets talked about constantly, and I don't know that it would be a shock to you if you follow college hoops at all and you're a fan of the NBA and you're watching the draft possibilities. DeAndre Ayton is the hot prospect, that's for sure, out of Arizona. And here's what he had to say at a media day.
Oh, because I'm the best competitor in this draft. I won't say I'm the best player. I won't say that. But I would say on the competitive level, I am the best competitor. I don't think there's no way like me. I play my heart on both ends of the floor, and I give it my all. I play hard through the whole season, and I think I deserve to be the number one pick.
All right, so he deserves to be the number one pick. And if you look at his background, was the Arizona Wildcats center. He's 7 feet tall, 250 pounds. He is super competitive. He has monster crazy skills. He probably is the number one pick. He certainly looks like he could be the number one pick, but you never know until the draft is unfurled, because somebody else could end that spot. I do think he is the presumptive number one, and I do think it's him. And he is a 19-year-old kid who has ignited a lot of the people around him playing in school. There is no, you know, question about it. And his one season, sadly, it's one and done. That's the way they roll in college hoop. He averaged 20 points and something like 11 boards a game. So he's been compared to the likes of Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, the Admiral, longtime incredible superstar player for the Spurs back in his day. And so even Sean Miller, his UA coach, says, I don't understand why there's even a debate as to whether he should be number one. DeAndre is number one. Why would you not take DeAndre? That makes no sense. But like I said, stranger things have happened. Who knows? Some kind of a deal happens that we're not aware of right now, and maybe he doesn't go number one. But I'm going to say most likely that's what we see. World Cup is not about most likely. In fact, World Cup has been really, I think, hard to predict. There's been some upsets. There's been some surprises,
And it's interesting to see what's happened, I think, day in and day out with Russia. And Russia so far has actually handled the games pretty well. They were scurrying around to make sure their infrastructure was tied up enough that they could do what they had to And I wanted you to hear this because it's always entertaining to me to hear what happens goal scoring wise. So here's a little slice of some play by play from the World Cup.
This time it's short. Now played it. There's one player on the field that you need to mark. Look at the little step forward in front of DaCosta and then back behind him to free himself. Cristiano Ronaldo wanted it more than anyone in the box.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo. And when you talk about players that people are watching in the World Cup, he is one of them. Ronaldo is a superstar you could compare to, I think, the likes of, you know, in a different sport, you could compare what Ronaldo does for Portugal to what LeBron James does for the Cavaliers. So, Portugal 1, Morocco 0, as things roll on and progress through what is the World Cup without the United States, because the United States is not part of this whole thing. So they win on Wednesday, as does Uruguay over Saudi Arabia 1-0. Spain beats Iran 1-0. And then they roll into Thursday with some interesting matchups that include Argentina and Croatia, France and Peru for that middle game, that earlier game. And then early in the morning, the United States time, that's why so many are having breakfast with the World Cup, Denmark and Australia. So how about that? Interesting. And it's been interesting to watch without the U.S. because, frankly, I mean, I'll be the first one to say it, it's boring without the U.S. for me. I actually have gotten used to soccer because of nieces and nephews that play, but not to be jingoistic, but I'd love to see the U.S. playing. But, of course, they can't get their act together, so they're not there. They weren't good enough to qualify. And that's a whole other story about qualifying for soccer. And there's been some crazy things that have happened at the World Cup. Some crazy, crazy things. But Cristiano Ronaldo, thanks to Westwood One for that play-by-play, is the hero. Last time out, it was that 3-3 draw with Spain. He reminded everybody that he's Superman and easily helped Portugal over Morocco, as I mentioned. Thanks for listening to Invade the Man Cave in this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.